embarrassed 20. One more year, we'll be same age.
Eddie, open your gifts now. Ooh, open this first. Open this first. Open this first. This one.
Okay. This one first. Well, I guess I'll open this one first.
It's for me and Mike.
Oh, a giant rubber fly.
Not just a giant rubber fly, silly. It's also a toothpaste dispenser. Look.
Package for Eddie Winslow.
Okay. There you go.
A quarter? You know, it is Sunday.
Well, in that case, God bless you, my son.
Boy, heavy.
For me?
Yeah. Oh, man. I wonder what this is. What could this be from?
Pretty red.
Wow. Whoa! A leather jacket.
Whoa. Oh, that looks very expensive.
I'll say it's an Antonio Milano original.
Who would send you that? No one likes you that much.
Well, I don't know. There's no card. Just this tape.
Hey. Well, let's give this baby a look-see.
Oh, am I old? Have mercy. Hi, Edwin. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, you big, gorgeous, sexy Vera, muscle-bound hunk of harmony. Happy birthday to you. Oh, I miss you so much, you sexy slop bucket of sweetness. Think of me every time you wear that jacket on your buff, bodacious body.
I got something she can wear.
And one more thing, honeysuckle. If that diddly biggie one-eyed hair-dyed floozy Greta is there, I've got just two words for her. Jenny Craig.
You know, I think there's something wrong with this tape.
No, there isn't.
Woo! There he is now.
Man, Steve, guess what? The Leather Palace is selling this jacket for $1,300. Myrtle must have saved for months.
You kidding? $1,300 is chump change for Myrtle.
It is?
Oh, yeah. My Myrtle's rich, loaded, swimming in gravy.
Get out of here.
Oh, no, I'm serious. My Big Daddy Urkel is worth millions, hundreds of millions.
Oh, what does he do?
Why, he's only the peanut king of the entire world. Why, he makes a penny every time somebody gobbles a goober.
Man, how come you never told me Myrtle was loaded before?
She doesn't want a lot of people to know. She wants somebody to marry her for her good looks.
Steve, Myrtle wouldn't look good through the bottom of a Coke bottle.
Well, some lucky guy's gonna marry her, and he's gonna wind up on Easy Street.
I'd rather pound a rusty spike into my eye.
Thank you.
the first time ever I saw your face. I saw the sun rose in your eyes.
Mother, don't ever use that face to wake a person up.
Well, it has been known to stop a few hearts.
What are you doing here anyway?
Well, I've come to deliver the other half of my birthday present.
Leather pants?
Oh, no, silly. Little old me.
Well, I don't need another present.
Nonsense. Now hold still for some real southern comfort.
You can't wait for me. I'm not playing with you. You better leave me alone. I know that. Get away from me.
You come here, Eddie. Stop.
Hold it!
Get your mangy mitts off my precious baby!
Big Daddy!
Big Hooey?
Oh, where have all my manners? Edward, this is Big Daddy, my father. Big Daddy, this is Edward, the man who hushes my puppies.
Sir, you have besmirched what should be unbesmirchable. I'm gonna mash you into grits.
Oh, no, Big Daddy. Don't you dare harm a hair on his hunky-funky head.
This here scoundrel need to be dealt with.
Oh, but Big Daddy, he is no scoundrel. Why, this is Edward, the man I love.
Sir, would you please just kill me? Murder May.
Is you telling Big Daddy that you in love with this here man?
Ooh, like a hound dog loves a ham bone.
Well, now, this year changes everything, huh? Well, Myrtle, why don't you go on and sit in Big Daddy's little old helicopter? Sit down, boy. I'm getting too old for this sort of thing.
Sir, let me assure you that I had absolutely no intention whatsoever...
Pass it! Now, you know, years ago, when my Myrtle May was born, before they called me Big Daddy, back when they called me Medium Daddy, I said to myself, I said, Daddy, your Myrtle May will never have to want for anything.
That's really nice, sir. But I think what she wants right now is to go home.
No. What I think she wants, boy, is you.
No offense, sir. I'm sure she's a wonderful girl, and she'll probably make some other guy a real fine wife.
Oh, no, boy. She don't want some other guy. She wants to marry you. Only question is, how much is it gonna cost me?
I don't believe this. Look, I'm just not attracted to Myrtle, and I could never marry a woman that I don't love. The bottom line is, Eddie Winslow cannot be bought.
I give you $10 million.
Daddy!
soap factory. Still working on Wiccans?
Carl, look on the bright side. Eddie's coming into $10 million today.
Who cares? In a moment, I'm going to be related to Steve Urkel.
No offense, sir, but you're a peanut farmer and you have all of this?
Son, I'm a peanut-making mogul. I make roasted peanuts, blanched, salted, unsalted, chopped, and granulated.
I see.
I make oven-roasted, plain-roasted, honey-roasted, dry-roasted. I make toffee-covered, chili-covered, cinnamon-covered. I got peanut brittle, clusters, chews, dry-covered.
Thank you very much, sir. I get your point.
It's time to take our places, gents. Come on, come on, you come on.
Do you believe these dresses Myrtle picked out?
Yeah, aren't they pretty?
Leave that down for a while.
Till after the ceremony?
No, till after I'm dead.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together to join in holy matrimony. Myrtle May Urkel and Edward James Winslow. Who gives the bride in marriage?
I do, sir. And may I just say, thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! 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 Amen!
Do you have the reins?
Right here.
Do you, Myrtle May Urkel?
I do.
And do you, Edward James?
He do too.
Ow! Ow, Myrtle! Are you in a hurry or something?
Well, let's just say I'm eager to spend what I've been saving.
By the power. power vested in me by the state of Mississippi, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Greta!
Does anyone know that Eddie was paid $10 million to marry Myrtle?
So what's your point, Thunder Thighs?
My point is that this wedding is a farce.
How dare you cast aspersions in my honor?
How dare you steal my man?
Now, girls, let's not get ugly.
With Myrtle here, it's way too late for that.
She turns into Marion Barry?
Worse. I dreamed I was gonna marry Myrtle. But then Greta showed up and she and Myrtle got into a huge cat fight.
Oh, my.
I'll tell you one thing. This dream has made me realize I'm not gonna marry any girl unless I love her. I don't care how much money she has.
Good for you, Edo.
Hey, birthday boy. Another package just came for you.
When will Myrtle get it through her thick skull? I am not for sale.
I'll be sure to tell Grandma how you feel, Eddie.
Grandma?
Yeah, nice move, Bozo. She got you that CD player you wanted.
Oh, no!
It's really socks. I just love to see him panic.
I thought you said you were going to start counting your calories.
Oh, I am, sweetheart. I'm counting them as I'm eating them. See? 650 calories. 700? 750?
We're hitting 800.